The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. This week, we are joined by a very special guest, one you may remember from the past, my twin sister, Lucy.
Hi. I'm happy to be here today.
If you guys haven't caught her on episodes in the past, listened to the episodes with her before, we just looked back, and I can't believe it was so long ago. That is so weird to think about, Lucy, that your first episode with me on here was end of December of 2019, because that feels really recent, and like next month is December.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, this year was a vacuum, I guess.
Yes. That's a good way to put it. A vacuum? What do you mean?
Like, it just sucked everything in, and it... felt empty, but also full of,
like, stuff.
All this nonsense.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. I thought you were going to say it sucked the life out of everyone.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, it just sucked all the time away. Like, you could tell me it was April, and I'd be like, I guess so.
I know. If someone told me right now that it was, like, April 3rd, I would be like, all right. Like, I could get behind that.
Yeah.
Like, the weather feels like April. Like, it's April. Yeah. I know. Where did this year go? Summer? Feels like a blur. Like, what even happened?
Summer, there wasn't a summer.
No. I got Brody in the summer. That's all I know. Oh, and Lucy's second episode on here was in July. Lucy came home in July. So it was right after. Yeah, it was right after you came home. And that one was all about grieving the loss of our dad. But you know what? I just realized this episode makes so much sense. I can't believe we haven't done this because, like, you coming home in July, I don't know how we didn't even do this episode right then and there, because as you guys can tell, this episode is just going to be all about being in a long-distance relationship, and Lucy can speak to this way better than I can, or literally anyone else, unless your boyfriend lives in, like, Australia, somewhere even farther than where her boyfriend lives, because she's been in a long-distance relationship for a while now, and not just long-distance, like, I would even go as far as saying extremely long-distance, like, is it a 5-hour time difference?
Yeah, 5-hour. At least it's not more. Like, we can still do stuff together. Like, we can still watch a movie together if it's whatever. But yeah, it is weird with the time difference.
So it's like during the day for you and then like nighttime for him.
Yeah. I'm like trying to eat dinner and he's like, well, I should go to bed soon. Can we watch the movie? Like,
wait, is it ever opposite? No, I guess it wouldn't be big enough time difference. Like, would it ever be you or him in the morning and then that would be you like at night? No, I guess not. He would have to be up like... really early.
Yeah.
Like 5.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, he used to get up for work really early. He'd wake up at 4 because he was working at a grocery store for a bit.
Oh, and
he would wake up. Yeah.
And you would talk to him at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd talk to him
at night. Crazy. So if you guys are in a long-distance relationship or, like, an extreme long-distance relationship like this, we feel for you. And that's why I just knew I wanted to make this episode with Lucy, because people get so mad at me, Lucy included, when I talk about when I was long-distance with Max. Because it really, I mean, it truly wasn't. It wasn't at the same time. Physically, there was distance between us. It was, like, a 5.5-hour drive.
It's
however,
not mad, though. It's just bitter. It's like, I had it worse.
Like, yes.
It's just, wow.
That's how Lucy feels. So if you feel that way, too, about whenever I'd be like, oh, we're long distance, boo-hoo. Like, Lucy's right there with you, because I would visit, like, basically every week, and we would FaceTime all day long, and there was no time difference, and I could hop in the car. Like, very different.
Yeah, that's what Darren and I always situation. Say. I'm like, oh, if you lived in, even in Florida, like, I'd hop in the car and be like, well, at least I'll be there. But it's, yeah, with the flying, it's just different.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, like, the episodes Lucy has been on before. If you guys want to check those out, if you didn't listen, she's my twin sister. Did we say that?
Not yet. Yeah, we're twins, and we went to Boston University together, and all of that.
Yeah.
But I also was gonna say I wanted to make this episode. Well, it's not my episode, but I wanted to also include that it could be like not just long distance, like romantic relationships, but like friendships, because right now that's like. These are the times, you know?
Yeah.
And if you have friends from college, like, they're in California or, like, wherever across the country or even, like, abroad. So, yeah, I just feel like that's it's so important to find ways to keep connected so that you don't feel lonely and, like, you're on your own, kind of.
Yeah. Like, when you think long-distance relationship, you think long-distance relationship romantically, like, boyfriend, yeah. girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But, it's also... It can be long distance relationships, friendships.
Yeah, like with even your family. Us when I was in Ireland, like that was. But now with COVID, we were in a long distance
relationship.
Like obviously, you can't even go see your grandparents or your aunts and uncles and your cousins. And
I've been texting grandma.
So, yeah,
you should text her because you know it's so hard for old people, especially during this time, because they really are just being super careful. I mean, like we are too. I would hope that everyone is for the sake of their grandparents, but. It's just so tough because they can just get so lonely.
And I feel like once you're retired, you probably have like your set. Like this is what I like to do each week. I like to go to the library. Yeah. I like to do this club and do that and see my friends and do bridge or like whatever.
No, they get really upset.
But you're just kind of stuck.
We were talking with Max's grandma and like my grandma too. And they have, you know, like their circle of friends, their routine, the things that they do. So when like the symphony isn't playing this year and the movies are shut, like all their things that they do are gone and they sit at home and they're lonely. And it's really sad. So yeah, this is a reminder right now to go text or call your grandparents because they love you and you still have them if you do, and tell them that you love them and you care about them. And yeah, like I guess everything we're saying in here too applies to that. It's like you can FaceTime with them if they know how to do that. I don't know if my grandma really knows how. Yeah, she knows how to FaceTime. but you know what I mean?
Calling, like everyone knows how to call. Like, yeah.
So Lucy's going to give you the real tea, the tips. We literally didn't even say where, but her boyfriend Dara lives in Ireland.
Yeah, he lives in Ireland. Okay, so should we get into it? Should I just say how we met?
Yeah, sure. Tell us how you met.
So we met, I think I mentioned this in the other podcast about Ireland and how things were going. But so I was studying abroad in Paris my junior year at Boston University after I was medically disqualified from rowing. So I like wanted to go branch out and see other things and do other things.
Wait, was that at the end of your sophomore year? Or was that at the beginning?
Of the sophomore year.
Okay.
Even though I didn't row or anything, all just a mess.
Yeah.
But so I wanted to like broaden my horizons and see that there was other things other than rowing and all of that. So I was able to go abroad, and I always knew I wanted to, like, in high school. But I was like, well, I'll be rowing, so that's not even going to happen for me. But then, like, once rowing was out the door, I was like, well, before I, like, transfer from BU because I think I'm just miserable because of rowing.
Yeah.
I should go try to experience other things. But, yeah, so I went abroad, and my friend and I, we went to Amsterdam, and we met up with, like, her friends from school that were studying, from, like, high school that were studying in London, and they were coming to Amsterdam, too, because they had a mutual friend that lived, like, outside of Amsterdam, and so we met up with them, and Dara, my boyfriend, he was, like, friends of
with those
of
friends. Yeah.
Through school, he was met these people that were friends with my friend's friend. It was just like
it was
really,
like a random like coincidence.
Really random, yeah. But
well,
yeah,
it's not random because you were connected by people, but there was like a lot of mutual people in between.
And but it's like we didn't even talk or anything. I was like, oh, maybe he's cute, but like boys are trouble. I was just like, nah, I'm here to like live my life. So
yeah,
I wasn't like very interested. And then, yeah, I think he, like, messaged us to make sure we got home safe and all that the next day. And then, yeah, I think we, like, ended up going back out with, like, the group of friends and whatever. One thing led to another. And then he, like, came to visit me in Paris. And then I went to visit him in Amsterdam.
Wait, but when did he... Like, didn't he initially, that first day you met him? Or was it the second day when you saw him that he asked you on the date? He was like, this is really forward of me.
No, he didn't even ask me on a date. He asked me to hold his phone charger. He was like, I have this phone charger. Like, can you put it in your bag?
I remember the phone charger.
And I was like, yeah, sure. But we went to a bar and I got drinks and what. And I was just like, not in a place to remember the phone charger. So I like went home, forgot about it. And then he was like texting me like, oh, you like still have my phone charger. Like maybe we could like have a little date like around the town where I'm in Amsterdam, wait, like yeah. whatever. So I like he like hooked me by like
the phone charger.
Giving me the phone charger.
Wait, I'm shook because I remember the phone charger. That's what Max always said in the beginning of us dating. He's like, oh, the old leave behind trick like yeah, works every time because then they're like behind. Tethered to you in some way and to I had return no idea. Whatever.
Yeah.
Wait, but I swore, I remember the phone charger, but I swore it was like the first day you met him or like if you saw him again, he was like, this is really forward of me, but like I'd like to ask you on a date. Like I swore he was like I a think, super gentleman and like did that.
Well, he did, but like with the phone charger. So yeah, I had to see him again. So it wasn't like, because I think my flight was like that day and whatever. So he like wanted to make sure that I would have to, what I feel like I yeah. had to go see him or whatever.
So he's like, by the way, when you return the phone charger, this is a date. Like yeah, just so you're aware.
Date. So we had like a little date. Yeah, it was cute.
I think I didn't put two and two because I remember the phone charger, but I thought he just was like really brave, like in person and asked you on a date, but it was sort of like low key, hiding behind the phone charger.
Yeah. Okay. I probably would have been scared off if he asked like up front, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't in a place to, I just thought all boys were trouble. I just wasn't concerned.
And you could be like, what's it called? Taken aback. Sort of like,
yeah, like off what's put. Your intention?
If like, he was like in your face, like, this is really forward. Yeah. Come on a date with me. And you're like, whoa, I just showed up at this bar. Like, I just met you. Like, I'm just
random
visiting.
Guy in Amsterdam. Yeah.
But so the phone charger was
worked
sly.
Out well, yeah, because I normally I wouldn't give people the advice to like, oh yeah, go on a date with a random guy you met. But like, now we're 3 years into like dating, so obviously.
Do you
I
remember?
Think it's just trusting your intuition and like my gut. Like I knew I was like, well, this I feel that this is okay, and like I remember your also instincts. Feeling like, oh, if things go south, I'm pretty sure I could take him. He was like a bit more scrawny. Like I think he was, he just like wasn't working out as much, wasn't eating, making himself eat a lot. He's just like naturally slender. So I was like, I think I could be okay. Like I literally remember measuring it up like that, but
that's really funny.
But yeah, obviously it didn't come to that. So
do you remember how like angry I was or just worried? Yeah. I remember being in Boston at like literally it was like during a class and I think I called Lucy. I was like in the business school in the hallway like screaming on the phone at her. Everyone's probably like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? This is what everyone says not to do when you go abroad, like to meet a boy and go on a date with him and like hang out. Like I'm like, he is gonna like murder you. Like you never know what these people are. Like he could be a serial killer.
I know. I was like, he could be, I could be like just next second like into human trafficking. And, like, you know.
Yeah, like Lucy's
but
like,
I
relax.
Knew people
I'm like,
in Amsterdam,
no.
Like my friend's boyfriend. But my friend that I met while I was studying abroad, though, like it wasn't like a long time friend, but she had a boyfriend studying in Amsterdam, and I was like, well, like worst comes to worst, at least I like know somebody somehow here. Like,
I mean, good thing it all worked out, and like I'm happy you trusted your instinct.
It's
and
just funny because I remember you.
I apologize
that. And
to
even
Dara.
Mom and dad, like,
we're
stressed, but. I like now, obviously looking back, it's like, well, he's been my boyfriend for 3 years,
it's funny.
So. Fine.
I remember, guys, like, I was so, because I was just so scared, I was so upset. I was like, Lucy, if you don't leave Amsterdam this very second, I'm hopping on a plane and I'm coming to rescue you. Like, I was so, and, like, Dara's, like, clearly with her and can hear on the phone. He's like, hi.
He's like she's not wrong. Like, I don't blame her for feeling this
for being,
way
like, scared. He's like, hi, like, I'm every not a serial killer, that. Like, promise. I'm like, I don't know who you are. Stay away from my sister.
Yeah, it worked out well, and then I don't even know
good
when I first
stayed.
Met his family. I think when I...
You met the mom early.
I met the mom early on. I think I was flying out of Amsterdam. She was flying in.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, like, happened to run it... Like, we happened to run into her, and I was really stressed. I, like, didn't know I was going to see her or whatever.
I remember that.
But yeah, that was nice. She was so nice. And then... It's funny, it's funny looking back because now I know them so well. I spent like half of quarantine, well, what I thought was going to be half of quarantine, what everyone thought was a good chunk of quarantine from like March to July with them. So that was really nice.
That's so weird to think about. Like, I never thought about that. If you told me in that moment screaming at you on the phone, like our junior year of college, and I thought that he was literally going to like kidnap you.
Yeah.
And if you told me that you were going to go off and like date him forever and maybe like marry him, I would be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, I would have no idea.
Yeah, it's so funny. I feel like, yeah, it's just trusting your gut and your intuition, but only if you know you can trust it. Like, honestly, because I feel like...
Because you never know.
Like, maybe
know.
Even Gretchen, like, I feel like you maybe... like, can't see people's, like, true intentions the second you meet them.
Yeah.
And I feel like usually I'm really overly good trusting. At that. Like, when my compass is, like, pretty straight on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I feel, I'm like, just trust your intuition. But then, like, also, like, if you know you can't, like, historically you might have tripped up, then definitely don't just dive into things.
Basically, do not take Lucy's advice and don't do what she did. Yeah. Because if you go abroad and meet someone and then you're like, woo, like, like, just all my eggs in one basket, like, you never, like, you really do never know. I remember being so afraid from, I think, high school going into college, being like, I can't date anyone or meet anyone in college because you don't know anything.
You
like,
have no idea who
at least,
are.
I don't know where you guys are from, but at least in our hometown, like, in our high school, it's pretty much everyone that you grew up with since you were five. Like, you know their families. Like, you know, you can find out everything about them. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you never really know a person's, like, intentions or what they're capable of, I guess. But you know what I mean? And then you go to college and someone could just, like, reinvent themselves and, like, be, like, scary deep down. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so don't do what Lucy did.
But it worked out well. But yeah, I think just like, staying true to yourself and also being like honest and everything. Like, he was very like open and honest and like was like, yeah, I swear I won't like try. Like, I remember the first time I think
he's like,
I
promise
he was
I'm
like,
not...
I'll sleep on the ground if you feel uncomfortable. I'll go to my friend's house. Like, you can just have, and I was like, well, if I feel uncomfortable, I'll certainly just go get a hotel.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, so, you know, it worked out.
Yeah. But I also feel like me being like, don't take Lucy's advice. But I also feel like at the same time, like, when you know, I feel like you hear the stories of like people going abroad and meeting like the love of their life and they get married and like maybe they move to Ireland, Lucy, one day maybe. Or, you know what I mean?
Well, I already did for a year.
Yeah, you did.
That was really nice. Oh, yeah. So, well, back to like long distance. I mean, I think what's helpful is just knowing that ideally this isn't like the long-term situation. Mm-hmm. And no matter if that means like long-term being 3 years from now or like in a year or like 5 years, whatever it is, just knowing that it's not like forever if you do see yourself with that person like long-term. I feel like that's what's really important is like knowing, like just knowing you're like so compatible and like there for each other no matter what, like your best friends kind of first and foremost. That's what I feel like with long distance, because I don't know, if your focus is like the more intimate parts of your relationship and like the physical, then like you're really not gonna last long distance.
Yeah.
And I feel like also that's more like of a lust relationship. It's not like love and like soulmate or whatever you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like having the base of being like best friends and just like supporting each other is like so important. And then that's how you can like communicate and be open. I feel like that is like one of my biggest like suggestions, I guess, for long distance is just being like open and communicative about like about your relationship, but also about the things that you're going through that like they're not seeing because they're not there day to day. And if you just like, if you have like an hour where you talk to them every day, like you don't really want to go through all the like downers and the like negatives of your what you've been experiencing. But also if you don't do that, then they can't help you through it. So I feel like it's a balance.
Yeah.
Where you also don't, like, I've been on the other end where sometimes I just get ranting and I'm just like negative, but then I'm like, oh, well, I just spent that hour talking to him like all negative. When so I guess it's just like finding the balance of being like, this is the real stuff I'm going through, but also like, I don't know, being there for them as well. I think it's a balance.
Mm-hmm. And like happy moments. And that made me think of,
I think just with, especially with quarantine, there's a lot of stress and like,
and everyone's just like,
I think that it's just important to like be honest with how you're feeling and like what's making you anxious or stressed or whatever. And maybe they can help you or keep it in mind. Just going forward. I don't know.
I think the most important part of a long distance relationship you brought up, well, one of the important like factors to think about in my mind, if you're in a long distance, this is just my opinion, but if you're in a long distance relationship, you sort of have to have your end goal coming together moment. Like, where do you see this thing going? Because I think, and if you don't, I think it just becomes that much more difficult. If you're in a long distance relationship and you're like, We want to end up together one day, but we don't really know when or how, whatever. But if you're like, okay, we know that we're going to make this work and we'll end up, even if it's Lucy and Dara and they're like, okay, we don't even know like where physically we will live together, but we will live together, be together, get married one day, like start a family, like have our lives together. Even if we're like, okay, Lucy's from America, Dara's from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Is Lucy going to live in Ireland with Dara? Is Dara going to come to America? Are they going to go somewhere else completely? But if you, like, know that deep down that that will happen, I think that helps a lot more. Or, like, for me, obviously not as extreme, but we had, like, an end point, like a expiration date, if you will. I don't know what to call it. So I think if you have that, it becomes that much easier. Like, I knew from the beginning I was counting down, like, the 8 months of hockey season or whatever. And obviously with Lucy, it's a lot harder because it's sort of like, okay, she grew up in one continent, he grew up in another, like their families are so far apart, everything like that becomes that much more difficult.
Well, just like logistically, like I guess in the States it's also hard, like figuring out like, oh, when are we going to be able to live together, like given like academics, like I'm in school, so I have to be in Boston, like, but now obviously things are different, but like before it's like you have to be physically there for all your classes, so it's not like you can't with your boyfriend in Florida, it's not like that's easier, like, oh, I'll just move to Florida, like, you know, it's not like that. Granted, now maybe things will be like more remote, but
yeah,
I feel like with the separate countries it's really hard because you could like get sucked into the, I feel like if I was another person, I could have totally just been like, oh, well, like, screw it, let's just get married and then like I can just move to Ireland. But it's, I feel like with the long distance, it's so important to just like focus on yourself and your goals and like make sure you're taking like concrete steps on your own.
Yes.
Like towards what you want, like with the your significant other, but also like independent of them. So
yeah, totally.
And I feel like that's what's really nice when like, I don't know, not really nice because obviously it's never ideal to have a long distance relationship, but I feel like it's nice because you can work on yourself and work on being independent and like what is it called?
Totally.
Like developing like what you are like want to focus on, kind
of like your interests and your hobbies and your own identity and your own life. I think honestly every relationship could benefit from being long distance at least at some point.
Yeah, and then you can just see like how compatible you guys are, like just on like the just like communication level, you know, and like I don't know. I feel like it is like helpful, just in like building the trust. And by being, like, honest and open and, like, communicative.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, trust is, like, a huge thing. And that's, like,
it's everything. I've never had to question
it with Dara. Mm-hmm. He's never had to do it. So I feel like that's, like, an important cornerstone because that's not even a question. But then, so I feel like with that goes, like, we know we're in it together. So, and I was actually telling Gretchen about this previously, but how whatever issues we face, it's not like we're butting heads. It's like, okay, we're gonna face this issue together because we're like a team and this is something we're gonna like conquer together. So I feel like that's a really important way of looking at things as well, because like when you're long distance and maybe you both miss each other and you're having bad days and like I don't know, it can just get tough. But I feel like if you just look at it like, okay, we're on the same team and like just go from there.
Even if you're not long distance, we always say that. Like, any obstacle you come across, it makes it way easier instead of if it's you against the other one.
Yeah.
You two against each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's you two together as a team being like, okay, let's figure this out, it becomes a lot easier. Yeah. So, that's a lot about Lucy's long distance relationship. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Jenny Kane. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of Jenny Kane before, since I became a big fan of them actually a while back, just seeing some of my favorite people that I follow on Instagram post wearing their clothes, just having the most beautiful homes with Jenny Kane pieces in them. And Jenny Kane is just so my vibe, you guys, since their secret to an effortless and elevated home and wardrobe is really just built on timeless classics and inviting neutrals
goals that focus on comfort without sacrificing style. Of course, literally my mantra, you guys, they are so my aesthetic and my actual goals. And I don't know where you guys live, but as the temperatures are dropping here in Pennsylvania where I live, their cold weather staples are so nice. I'm really loving their cashmere cocoon cardigan in specific. I ordered it recently. I'm so freaking happy I invested in it since it's quite literally the softest sweater I've ever owned. It's so cute. I can't wait for you guys to see it on my Instagram coming soon. Jenny Kane is seriously the ultimate gifting destination for the holidays, you guys, with special pieces. There's something for everyone on your list, like a sweater, shirling slippers, cozy pillows, etc. There really is no place like Jenny Kane for the holidays, and I love how they believe in creating everyday pieces that are made to last forever that will also never go out of style, like polished basics and home pieces. I know their mules, which come in leather, suede, shirling, and more, are one of their most popular staples, along with my fave cocoon sweater I mentioned before. And I personally am gifting myself some Jenny Kane this holiday season, if I'm being honest, since I found these gorgeous linen pillows that I have been thinking about nonstop. I can't wait for them to get here and for you guys to see them. You guys on my pod just get the first sneak peek about everything, so when they're on my Instagram, you'll know they're Jenny Kane. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code HAPPYHOUR, that's JennyKayne.com, promo code HAPPYHOUR for 20% off. Happy hour, all caps, one word, 20% off. Now let's get back into the episode. Are you guys enjoying this one with Lucy? It's so much fun. Yeah. But one thing I wanted to mention, now it's 22 mm-hmm. minutes in. Mm-hmm. So this episode is going up this Friday, and actually it's been 3 weeks since I posted a podcast, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute, and you guys know my last episode was with Keaton, and it was so great, but I just wanted to, like, address that quickly or, like, say something about that. I know we're, like, into the podcast already, but basically I announced on the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram that I was going to start hosting every other Friday just because holiday season is so crazy if you work in social media, if any of you guys do, I'm sure you know. And so it's just been getting really hectic, and I just want to make sure, like, obviously what I'm putting out is really quality podcast for you guys. Don't want to rush anything. And I was like, honestly, life is so simple right now. Like, I'm not trying to make a podcast every week that's boring because I don't have much to talk about because I kind of, like, sit at home with Brody. You know what I mean? So yeah, and then basically I was saying I was going to do every other week, and then it just so happened 2 weeks went by and here we are. So I just don't want any negativity. I feel like I saw one negative thing and they're like, I'm so disappointed in you. Like, you drop down to every other week and you can't even keep up with that. Like, da-da-da. Like, just sort of like a hate comment. I'm like, this makes me so upset because this podcast.
Well, people always have something to say. Like, you're right.
I need to not care.
You just need to be, like, above it.
I know. It's just, this podcast has always been such a fun outlet for me and so creative, and I love it so much. And so I just, that just made me sad.
I feel like it's more, you're more vulnerable with it. So it, yeah. And it's more like you. It's not just like, oh, this is a picture of me. It's like, here are my thoughts.
It's like me. Like, this is like my passion project, okay? So I just wanted to, like, say that. And we are going to be every other week from here on out. I took, like, literally 1 week off. Like a like a break. Like, I've been doing this for over a year now. I've had, like, one break. So I think it's okay. We're all good. We're moving on. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say that. And we didn't do our little format that I do.
Yeah, I was thinking about the quote, but I wasn't.
And what you're happy about. So start with what you're happy about this week or right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to have a loving boyfriend no matter how far away he is.
Good.
And that's also a huge thing with long distance. It's just you love the person so much, and they're like, you, like, it's like it doesn't matter the distance or, like, what the circumstances. It's just like they're who you want and, like, who you choose to be with. So
yeah,
and, like, vice versa. But
oh, I love that you said that's so good for everyone to hear that's in a long distance relationship. Instead of focusing on the negative, like, I'm sad, I remember being so frustrated, like, oh, I just want them right here in this moment, I just want to hug them, whatever. And it can be so easy to, like, get like that.
Like, if you were, it's like anyone else, it's like, no, thank you.
You don't want to have a hug from any other boy.
Yeah, it's like, that's not it's, you'd rather wait as long as it takes, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, with Dara and I, it's been, like, I think we haven't seen each other in, like, 3.5, wait.
No, 7.
No, 5 months.
Oh. 5 months.
Four
in my head, 7, because it was July, and that's
July,
the 7th month.
November. Why can't we do math? It's 4 months. And, like,
I know, but once you see him in December, it'll be 5. That's what I was thinking.
But, and then the quote, well, I don't know, this isn't, like, anything that I've like has to do with anything right now, but it's just a quote that I've been thinking about a lot just because I've been feeling in a funk. I forget, it's like, I think I heard it on a show or something, but it's basically like, just because you fall on your butt doesn't mean you need to stay there. And so like, just if you fall in a rut with like your diet or your routine or like sleeping, or like my sleep schedule is always an issue, or like just a rut mentally or anything, like I feel like it's important. Just because you're there doesn't mean you need to stay there. Like, you know, you can get up and dust yourself off and like move forward, you know.
I've never heard that, and I really, really
I've been thinking about it all the time. Yeah, I think I said that to Dara the other day.
yeah That reminds me of my episode with Maggie. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about her routine. She's very organized routine person, if you guys haven't heard that episode. And I was asking her about her routine, and she's like, what has helped me a lot is like, some days I don't stick to my routine. I don't get up early and do the things that make me feel good, like my journal and my workout and my meditation, whatever. Sometimes I skip it. And she's like, I used to get really caught up in that, and it would give me anxiety, and it would freak me out, and I'd be upset and felt like my whole day was thrown off.
Yeah.
Like, she would fall on her butt and stay there kind of thing. That's what that reminded me of. But then she's like, then I just stopped worrying, and I would sort of just, like, let go. Mm. And, like, if today I'm off my routine, it's okay. Tomorrow's a new day. Like, get back up. You know, like, I'm not going to stay on my butt and sort of wallow. I think that's so good. I feel like I've totally had those moments just about my routine or my mentality, whatever. And I'm just like, well, I just, like, give up. You know, like, today I just give up, and I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to eat healthy. I'm going to let myself feel bad and lay on the couch, and then I feel worse.
I feel like it's the all or nothing mentality that really, like, nail in the coffin for the day or whatever it is.
Yeah. So if you needed to hear that today, just because you fell on your butt doesn't mean you need to stay there. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. Lucy's spitting fire over here, straight back.
I was going to, like, make it an Instagram caption. I still might.
No, I love that. Please do that.
For whoever needs to hear it.
Okay, so we talked about how you guys met, and where you met, Amsterdam, but Dara is from, don't tell me. I always mix up because he's from, oh my gosh, I was about to say Galway. That's where you live, but he's from Loughrea.
Yeah.
In Ireland. And how old is he? He's younger than you.
He's 22. I was like, how old are we? In my head, we're already 24. I'm like, I'm elderly.
Oh my God. In my head, we're like 21 still.
Well, I've just been thinking that we're, like, so old lately, so
No, I'm really feeling old. If any of you guys are, like, our age or, like, around our age, isn't it just so scary?
Especially when a year gets sucked away. It's like, well, I needed that. That was my 23 year.
I know.
And 22 was down the drain, so what do we have? What are we
in
left
your
with?
Head,
25? Like,
so in your head, you're 24, is what you're telling me.
Like, lately,
In my head, we're, like, 18, I think. Yeah.
Well, I've just been looking at it like, Lucy, you're so old, get it together. Like, that's what the bad mentality, you know? But
I know, but and it scares me, because then if I ever am, like, talking to Mandy, our cousin who's 20, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so grown up. Like, I always feel grown up compared 20, to her, obviously.
Like, we're 20, but
and no. We always say we'll never forget when we were 15 and she was 12. Like, we always are like, no, like, we're 15, she's 12. Like, I remember that
that's
so
like
well.
That's, like, nearly 10 years ago.
I know, and it's terrifying. I just think about in high school, we would be like, God, 23, like, she's 24, like, that is so grown up. Like, I always was like, I'll be married at 24.
Sick. Do you remember? You wanted to get married at 24, 25.
I thought when I was 24 I was gonna be married, like, having the kids, and now I'm like, whoa. Hold up, I'm 23,
like, kids by 26, like,
and I feel like I'm 18, so I'm not ready for any of that.
No, thank you.
It's really scary. This reminds me, I was listening to an episode of Brooke's podcast a while ago, and she had her dad on, and he's in his 50s, and I think he said how he feels like he's, like, 20, just
that's
trapped
awesome,
in his
though.
His 50-something but, body. And I'm like, I feel like I'm going to feel that way forever.
I already feel like I'm trapped in, like, an elderly body with my back.
Like, don't you think, though? Like, I always think, like, oh, when I'm 30, I'll be, like, a different person. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, no, I'm going to still be me, just, like, I'll look a little,
like,
different.
Like, figuring it out still,
Yeah. It's or, like, you think, like, oh, after college, like, I have my career, I'm an adult, and everyone after college is like, okay, now what? All of my friends are looking for jobs and are so sad because it's so hard right now looking for jobs, obviously. Yeah. So it's like, you never really, like, when are you, like, a different person? Like, when does that happen? I don't know. Wow, we're getting off track right here talking about age. Do you guys, like, relate to this? I don't know.
But anyways, Dara's 22.
22.
And his family's from Ireland, and I went and met them for Christmas 2 years ago.
Is the first time you met, like, the whole family?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then last year I spent the year there.
Yeah, so tell us, you lived at his house for, or no, you didn't, you guys had your apartment.
And I got so used to it, and I was just used to seeing him.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, literally almost, like, had fully gotten used to it, and then I left, and now I'm like, oh my God.
So do you think living with him for a year, I mean, obviously it was great.
It much harder, and it...
You think it made long distance a lot harder?
Yeah, because before, like, the longest time we had spent together was a month. I remember he came to visit for a month, and I was like, oh, my God. And so we basically just, like, we lived together for a month, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're long distance, whenever you see each other, it's like, drop everything, now we're together. So, mm-hmm. like, you try to get all your affairs in order before, like, yes. did I do all my schoolwork and, yes. like, whatever. But yeah, so, like, we lived together for 10 months, and that was a long time. It was really nice. Yeah, so nice. It was, like... a little dream.
I know you just... regardless that's, like, COVID. What so many people think about. Like, you graduate college like you did, and you just run off to Ireland and live there for a year, and everyone's like, where is Lucy? Yeah. I remember so many people would be like, oh, you have a twin sister? And I'd be like, yeah, she lives in Ireland. And they'd be like, wait, rewind. What? Why did she live in Ireland? I'm like, okay, here we go.
It was so nice. And I'm still sad. I skipped out on my visa early to come back because of COVID. Because I wanted to come back. Well, I didn't come back, like, in March because I was like, why would I travel when I don't need to? Yeah. But then I came back in July.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, I should be with my family and stuff and, like, start looking for a job. Huh. But, lol. But, yeah, not like I found a job until October. Haha.
So you felt like I wish you would have stayed your whole visa, through September? Visa,
given the circumstances, because then I wouldn't, like, I would have just... been like 2 months without seeing him instead of five or whatever, you know. But I mean, it is what it is.
So tell us. I just
feel sad because I loved Ireland a ton.
Yeah. So tell us about living there for years. So you loved Ireland, like, it was beautiful. Tell us about the visa, like, if anyone else is in a long distance relationship or met their boyfriend abroad, if their boyfriend's from another country, like, what was the visa?
Okay, that's like, what I was gonna say. Well, I mean, it's, I feel like it's so, well, like, with people from the EU, the European Union, it's like, I'm just like, okay, well, like, I would honestly just marry you right now because then maybe I could live in Paris or I could live in Amsterdam or I could live, like, anywhere, you know? Like, that's what it seems like to me. But then...
oh, my gosh. Can you guys get married and go live in, like, Paris and I'll visit? I know. Wait, but I would love...
that's, like,
you're gonna be, like, Emily in Paris.
I know. I really, like, want to live in Paris. But I'm like, but also, like, you shouldn't get married for that reason. So, like, there's other ways to do it. Like, you can get a visa or you can study somewhere. Like, I'm like, maybe, I think, like, the next step, like, if I wanted to, like, go back there.
To grad school.
Anytime soon, I would try to do a grad school. Not to mention it's much cheaper over there. And also, like, if I saw myself living maybe in Europe, then I would want to get a degree over that. Like, I don't really know how the... schooling works, it's kind of up in the air. But yeah, the visa, I got a work holiday visa, and I don't know if they have them for, like, all of Europe, because I don't think you can get one for, like, France, or I don't know. I think it's dependent, but I know in Ireland they have them, and I think they have the same thing for the U.S. Like, if you are about, I think it's, like, within a year of graduating, like, on either side, like, if you've graduated or if you haven't graduated yet, you can apply for a work holiday visa, and you can go live. Like, I hadn't graduated, actually, yet, like, technically. So I was able to go there, and, yeah, so it wasn't too, well, I mean, I did have to jump through a good amount of hoops, but I had also studied abroad in Paris, so I already had to do all the visas and, like, the embassy and all of that. And I think for Ireland, I didn't have to go to an embassy or anything like that. It was just shipping stuff and whatever, all the papers. Yeah. But
have you guys had trouble with getting visas for traveling? I feel like Lucy and I have run into so many issues. I remember before I went to Tanzania, my passport, I had to mail it out, which was so scary. I think it showed up, like, the day before I was going to leave or something. It was really terrifying.
Yeah. Wait, didn't I have to get it? Because it shipped to Boston or something?
Yeah, probably. It was, like, mayhem.
Yeah.
The visas can be tricky. But so I feel like I've gotten that question a lot. Lucy got a work holiday visa. Because they're like, how is she able to, like, live there? And my theory, I fully thought that my twin sister was about to, like, elope or something in Ireland. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's going to be...
We'd always joke about it, like, literally ever, I don't know, maybe since a couple of years ago. Like,
I was like, it's going to be August of 2020. Yeah. And obviously, we didn't know coronavirus was going to happen. I'm like, she's going to be like, nope, don't want to leave next month. We'll just get married and I'll stay, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, still not saying it won't happen, but but hopefully I'll like study. Like, there's just other options to be in other locations
before marriage.
Yeah.
So how? I mean, now it's all different, but maybe like pre-coronavirus, how often would you say that you would be able to see each other?
Well, with I was like in school, so it's but. I mean, like, equally, like, school and work. Like, I feel like it'd even maybe be harder to see him if I had, like, a full-time job and, like, would have to just, like, get time off or, like, wait until Christmas or something, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, for school, like, I would take, like, whenever there was, like, a holiday or whatever. But that would be, like, maybe every 3 months or something. Mm-hmm. 3-4 months. Yeah. I think 4 months is, like, the longest we've gone, but we've done 4 months a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually, like, 3 or 4 months. But it's sad because that's, like... a quarter of the year, you know?
I know.
And you're just, like, face... Like, I get well, so used to seeing
Well, then you're about to break your record if it's 5 months, if you can go in December.
Yeah, that's why it's sad, because we were just together for a year and then, like, 5 months apart, like, half a year apart. But
I also feel like what I was trying to, like, be like, Lucy, think of, like, the bright side. When she got home and was all sad missing him, obviously. Like, if you think about if you're long distance and then you live together and then you're long distance again, like, you know you can do it because you've done it before.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
And it's, you like, know how great life is together.
An issue. And, yeah, I'm glad, like, it was fine living together, but it's not... Because I feel like long-distance relationships like that where you see someone so sporadically and, like, maybe 2 weeks together to, like, a couple weeks to, like, a month together... is, like, the most you have together, but I feel like, that's, like, I don't know, I'm, like, not saying this right, but that's, like, you would see all the red flags or what the warning signs, like, because people always say, like, when you move in with someone, that's, like, a huge test, but, like, when you're long distance, it's, like, every time you see them, you're just moving in together because you're, like, with each other 24/7, like, the whole time they're there, like, whether it's, like, a couple weeks or, like, a month or so even, yeah, living together for, like, the 10 months, I'm like, well, this is really no different from, like, the 1 month because I got to see all your, like, weird habits or, like, you know, like, whatever you do that maybe would, like, I don't know.
Bother you in like, a relationship. So, okay, this kind of goes in the next question. Do you think, I'm curious to know, do you think there's been, like, cultural differences in your relationship since you guys are obviously from different countries?
Yeah, there is. Like, a ton, I guess. There's just, like, differences, obviously, in the way, like, we say things and, like, refer to things, which is always, like, funny or interesting. And it's funny because, like, I'm so used to them that I never... I don't even think if I... Like, originally, like, when he first said, like, what's the...
What does he call it?
Pitch instead of, like, a field.
I was just going to say, what does he call a field?
Yeah.
Whoa, twin telepathy.
I was like, what does he call a pitch? Because I'm, like, thinking, like, I'm so used to it that, whatever, that he calls, like, a football field a football pitch or, like, whatever. But I...
Guys, she literally talks in Dara language now. Like, she says, like, Irish terms, I feel like.
Yeah, I would always say, like the chips for French fries and, like, crisps for actual chips, if... whatever, it's just everything's different, but yeah, and it's funny because I never said that pitch. I never like questioned it when he said it. I was just like, yeah, rugby pitch, like, I get what you're talking about, but like, I don't know, I wasn't used to it or like hadn't heard it before. But then I think like mom brought it up the other day. She was like, it's so funny how you say pitch, and he was like, what, like, you guys don't say that? Like, he like didn't know. Didn't but for realize. 3 years I've just been hearing it and like used to it, but yeah, it's funny. And then yeah, I guess just cultural differences. I guess, like, he just has, like, we have different kind of expectations from things and, like, different,
different expectations preferences for experiences. And standards. And when he came to Boston once, I don't know if it was his first time, and I think it was just the three of us at lunch, and I just remember hearing him. It was so funny from, like, someone that's just not from America's, like, point of view, him being like, why is our waiter, like, talking to us so much? Like, they're so chatty. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, he's just being friendly, but it's just different in different countries. And, like, why is the silverware so big? Why are the plates so big? Why is the portion so big?
Like, when we got in Uber, why are the cars so big? Up from the airport in Boston, he was like, this car's
like, huge. Why? Like, why are the sidewalks so big? Why are the streets so big? He's like, everything in America is bigger. And I'm like, wow, I never thought of it that way. He's like, the people are bigger. You
like,
know,
everything's like, just everything. Like wider, bigger, like everything.
Like the spoons are huge. Like your portion at a restaurant is probably like two or three times what it should be.
Yeah, it's with so the waitresses, he was like, I didn't know I was going on a date with you and Kimberly from the Cheesecake Factory. And I was like, well.
You're like, Dara, be nice. Like, don't be rude. So it's just, yeah, there's cultural differences.
But then,
yeah,
I worked there and it was different because I was like, oh, like, I'm not, I shouldn't, like, I don't know. It's not like I was a waitress in America. So I was used to, like
chatting
people up for tips or whatever. But I was like, oh, they're like. Calm, minimal chill. And I'll talk quietly and like whatever.
So you were a waitress at a hotel restaurant, right?
Yeah. And I was also,
in case you guys didn't know,
I also like bartended. Yes. And I pulled some pints and did all that fun stuff.
Pulled some pints. A true Irish gal. So I never even thought about that. Do you think you're better at making drinks now because you were a bartender? Like you could make some fire drinks.
Probably. I didn't do as much
or
of
no
the
they just
mixing.
Do like the beer.
I did a lot of beer and a lot of wine. I did some, not really many mixed drinks, but it's funny because, yeah, like, when, if I were the one at the bar, I'd just be having wine or a mixy.
So they pretty much, so they don't do, like, the liquor as much as, like, beer
they
and
do, but...
More beer.
Well, I worked, like, mostly during the day, and, like, people, yeah, they had the locals, the, like, oldies that would come in for their, like, they have, like, a discounted price for the pints and they come in at like 10 a.m.
That's really
and
cute.
Just start drinking 10. From 10 to like
it's early
3, like I'd be leaving my shift and they're like,
okay, so
drunk at the bar.
Give us the real tea, like, it, so if I think of Ireland, because I've never been there, obviously I can't believe I never visited, but I just think of like beautiful like landscapes because of all the pictures you sent me.
Yes.
And I think of what is that? A shamrock or a clover?
Shamrock, yeah.
I think of that.
Four-leaf clover, yeah.
From like,
leprechauns.
What is
and
the
St.
holiday
Patrick's
called?
Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Like,
St.
what is
Patrick
that called?
Drove all the
I think of St. Patrick's
out of
Day.
Ireland.
Oh, didn't know that. And I think of beer. Like, I think of everyone drinking beer all the time. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Well, we lived on like a student like accommodation, technically.
Accommodation.
Everything's
so funny.
Just different.
Wait, what was the word you said the other day? You said upon acquisition.
Acquisition.
It was like, who am I talking to?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just getting all funky with my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Ever since Ireland. But.
So definitely, and okay, last cultural difference I'm thinking, well, there's like literally a billion that I can think of that are just like funny stories you tell me, but there was like a weed or a thorn or something that he would always talk about that you
a
that
nettle.
We don't, a nettle. We don't have those.
I've never experienced a nettle. He'd be like, watch out, there's a nettle. I'm like, okay, cool. Is that like a pricker bush? Is it poison ivy? Like, what is it? And I just didn't think it meant anything. So, but I'd always be like wandering. We'd be like frolicking in the fields and I'd be wearing like leggings and sneakers so that my ankles, there's like an inch of my ankle showing. And, like, my ankles would get, like, itchy or, like, stingy. And I'd be like, huh, weird.
Nettles.
But I never even, like, did two and two together. I was just like, oh, I guess it's just, like, grass, like, itching my ankles or something.
Yeah.
But then, like, I guess I grabbed a nettle. I didn't know what it was. We were, like, wandering through through, like, basically forest. And I was, like, trying to move pieces of the woods aside to, like, go through. And he's like, oh, my gosh, that's a nettle. And I, like, grabbed it. And
what does it look like?
Green and leafy. I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah, I really don't remember. And then, but apparently there's like, so there's nettles and they sting you, but then there's this other one and it basically has like kind of like aloe vera type stuff in like the stem of it. So you.
I think I spelled it wrong.
N-E-T-T.
I looked up a needle.
E-L. Or L-E-E-L. It might if I feel so stupid. I don't know how to spell that.
Oh, I found it. Okay, it literally just looks like mint or something.
Right? Yeah, it's just like a it's just like whatever. So I'd always just be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it stung me so bad. So he had to like, he's
stinging nettle leaf.
Stinging nettle. But wow. Apparently they're like good for your health. Like you can have like nettle tea or something. I don't know, whatever.
Wow.
But so he's like, oh, okay, we need to go find these big, like, leafy greens, and it'll have this aloe vera type stuff that'll heal you. So we're like looking and foraging for this, like,
wow,
this like plant remedy. So, and I kept being like, this one, and he's like, yeah, maybe. And then we'd pick it and he'd try to squeeze stuff out. And he's like, oh, not this one, like another one, like, because that wasn't the right plant. So then we eventually found it and it like helped my stinging go down.
Have you guys heard of nettles before? please let me know.
It's funny.
On the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram, that's where I can always see you guys like comments, like comment on the latest post that's like promoting this episode.
Yeah.
Because I want to know.
It's always funny because one of us, like, we always just feel stupid based on the cultural difference.
I'm like, oh, my God, oh, I didn't know that.
And
so,
him too.
Do you think there are nettles in the U.S.?
I feel like I've learned a lot. I don't know. Maybe in like different. Like,
have you guys experienced nettles? Let us know. I'm curious.
Yeah, it's funny. There's just a lot of differences.
Okay, but
that's another thing. So I feel like the differences are really fun, and it may like because I feel like I'm just always learning new things, and
it makes you
always
curious.
Yeah, and he speaks like Gaelic or Gaeilge. That's like Gaeilge is like the way you say Irish in Irish, but it's like Irish Gaelic because Gaelic can refer to like Scotland too, and like just like Gaelic culture, which is like Scotland, Wales, and Ireland, I think. So you have to like say like Irish Gaelic if you're or just Irish.
Doesn't
like
he know
speaks
French
Irish
too?
Yeah, but he like speaks Irish like fluently, and him and his family, they like when they're on vacation somewhere, or like when he was in Amsterdam and he wanted to like have privacy on the phone, he just speak to his parents in Irish. So no one else can understand, because only like 40,000 people worldwide like can understand it or like know it at all.
That's so wild.
It's like crazy.
That's like when Luisa would talk to her parents in Spanish and all of us would be like,
but everyone knows
what
Spanish.
Are you saying? Yeah, I know. Like I knew
like,
a lot of
it.
You
can't just
saying
like hop into an elevator and be like, oh, no one here is going to know Spanish like, or whatever
yes
language. So I feel like with Irish, it's cool.
So
but
true.
Yeah, I remember thinking that like long distance, I'm like, yeah, like I can't wait to live together. But then I'm like, well, once we're together, like, is like the novelty of it gone? Because like
mm-hmm
it's not like, oh, when am I gonna see you next? Or oh, so
it's
interesting,
like,
and new. Yeah, like
yeah,
oh, new and shiny. Like I haven't seen you in years. Like
mm-hmm
so, like, are you gonna get like sick of me or whatever? So I feel like that's also like maybe a risk in long distance. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess if you're in love, you're in love. But like, I guess I always just like got nervous about that. But I feel like, yeah, I think it's when it's worth it, you know it. So yeah.
Yeah. So how is food different there versus here? Tell us. Like food isn't good there, right? I mean, not to be like rude.
No,
it's just
good,
really different than American.
But it's
food
not great for vegans.
Yeah.
It's yeah, they just like different things. Like I think they like yeah, they're used to different meals or they're based like I don't know. Maybe, like, in America, what you picture is, like, hamburgers. But in Ireland, it'd probably be, like, a roast with, like, some vegetables and potatoes. Like, that's, like, their like, basic meal, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the breakfasts are always, like, very meaty and eggy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, sausage, like, bacon, black pudding, white pudding, which is, like, intestines, basically.
Ooh.
And then like what is it, yeah, eggs obviously, and then the beans, they have the baked beans and like tomato, mushroom,
mm-hmm,
potatoes. Yeah, I don't know, I worked at the hotel, so that's like what they would have for like the full Irish breakfast. But
mm-hmm,
yeah, just different. And they actually in Ireland they struggle with like obesity too. Like, I think
I
it's,
know
like, I don't know. I feel like Dara was saying it's, like, number two or something to, like, America. But maybe not. Probably not. I'm
mm-hmm
probably just saying that. But, yeah, they do have issues with it. But I think maybe more from drinking and, like, the beer. Because
mm-hmm
that's, like, huge. Very.
It's, like, a part of their culture.
Yeah. Very huge culturally.
Mm-hmm. I guess when I think about the food being different, like, not good, in my mind, I guess it's, like,
no, but it is
way
good. Like, you guys would love, like, you love it. Mom would love it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if you
it's
like
just not, I think, not good in, like, the sense, it's just not the type of food that, like, I like eating.
It's
and that you
as,
eat,
like
plant-based in the
yeah
salad. Like, you would never go order, like, a
you
big salad.
You can find it somewhere. You can find them somewhere, but it's not, like,
how
it's
it
not like
here
there's options every place you go, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, like,
but
what
they
you struggled
can
with.
Like, they're all very accommodating and, like, I don't know. I'm sure everyone hears that, like, people in Ireland are really nice and friendly and welcoming. Like,
yeah,
that's exactly how it is. They're so friendly and welcoming and, like, yeah, very nice. Their accents are very strong sometimes.
Like, and that's what you struggled it's with fun when you were abroad in Paris. I remember you just eating, like, frozen fruit on your oatmeal and that's, like, all you could eat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was hard.
Because
yeah
it's so, like, dairy and meat and that
yeah
type of stuff.
But it was good. I, like, got used to it. I feel like, yeah, you just have to, it's, like, a culture shock at first. But then once you, like, go to the store and you start, like, like getting used to it. Like you're like, okay, this is my routine. This is what I get from the grocery when I go. I get granola and I get this and I get baguette. Tofu and I get baguette and I get pasta, lots of pasta and like all of that.
Oh, I miss the baguettes in Paris. They're so good. They literally hit different. That's probably the most basic thing I ever said, but like they seriously are so different than anywhere else.
I
would
get a
baguette
every day towards the end of my time there because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to just get like a 1 euro baguette. That's the best thing I've ever tasted.
They were so cheap and they were so good. So, okay, long distance. What are things that make you feel better, ways that you guys make it work?
So I guess when we're like feeling like sad and like distant, I guess. Well, obviously there's the distance, so that's why we feel distant. But we just try to like watch movies together or like watch shows or like he likes watching podcasts and like listening to podcasts. So maybe I'll like listen to some of the same ones, even if it's not together, then we can like maybe talk about it and talk. And like we like watching football together, so that's fun. We can watch football on Sundays together, like the Green Bay games. We love those.
He loves Green Bay.
Yeah, and like he likes rugby, and I like it's just like taking an interest in like what the other person likes. And I guess like yeah, I guess we just work really well because I like it's not like I'm like faking that I'm interested in football. Now I'm like watching football without him and stuff. And, like, Formula One, like, we watch the, like, highlights together from the races and, like, whatever, you know? Just, like, like finding things to, like, do together,
like
even
common,
while you're apart.
Like, common interests common or, like, interests, hobbies. Like, things that you can do together when you're apart.
Yeah. And, like, watching Harry Potter. And there's, like, there's actually, yeah, there's, like, so actually so much you can do together. Because, like, we would even play... like quiz up or like random like that's like a game on your phone where you can like play against each other and like just like general
could
knowledge
you guys
quizzes.
Play video games against each other or does that not work
yeah we can we could play like Minecraft or whatever or like I don't know I have a Mac but if I had like another computer I could use like he plays like Overwatch or what I could like try to do that with him but yeah, I feel like it's just like being flexible and like creative about like what you can do together and like how you can spend time together that isn't just like okay, and this is what I did Monday. What'd you do Monday? Okay, and what did you have for dinner? Like, how did you feel about that?
Oh, wait, I missed this lunch. Like, what was your lunch on this day? I need to know.
Yeah, did you work out? Like, how are you feeling about that? Did we meditate yet? Like, whatever. You know, like, that's not just checking the boxes, so I feel like that's nice.
I like the phrase that you told me before we started recording. You said, how to be together while you're apart. Because I think you guys do that really well in all the ways that you just said. Like watching the movies, FaceTime's like your best friend.
Yeah, but it's nice because it's not you're not just like this sounds like I hate FaceTiming him just talking to him, but it's not like pounding the pavement just like okay and what did you do and how do you feel about this and what if I said this what would you say.
I know I like, feel you guys get into like, you could just get into have like not arguments but just you have like different opinions on things and you know
it's just
like it doesn't always need to be so serious. You can just like watch a movie and like hang out.
Yeah,
it doesn't need to be like okay and tell me why you love me today. Tell me like the three reasons you know what I mean? Like
and I feel like that's big too because I feel like we know so there's not like the issue with trust. So it's not like I'm like okay and what did you, are you like who did you go to the bar with last night? You know it's not I'm not like
we trust each other
freaking out or anything.
This is making me think you. Know each other's love languages. Have you guys taken that quiz?
That's funny because I actually like mentioned like
he's
love languages
like, I'm not
to him before
that.
And he was like, what the hell is that? Like, he's like, that's like some astrology BS. Like, you know,
it is so real,
but I'm like, no, it is. And I remember us talking about it and like talking about it, like with reference to dad. And we were like, oh, I think dad was like more like the, what is it? Like acts of service.
Acts of service, 100%. And how you give and receive love is different.
Yeah.
I know I receive it in the best way. Quality time is, like, my number one. Mm-hmm. I feel like yours would be, too. Like, you just want to spend, like, quality time together. Yeah. But then how you, like, give, it can be, like, different forms.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I don't know necessarily. I'd have to think about how daddy, like, received love. But, I mean, quality time. That might be for him quality time, actually. But acts of service was so how he, like, showed love.
Yeah, I am interested in that. I think that'd be cool.
I think you guys should take that quiz because it could help a lot too, long distance. And I felt like whenever Max and I took it, I was like, whoa. This is making so many things clear to me now. Like, I would just, like, run my mouth and say random stuff. And he would be, like, offended. And I'm like, okay, like, relax. It's not a big deal. But his number one was words of affirmation. And I'm like, no, duh, Gretchen. Like, I have to be careful what I say. Like, it's important.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, me. I just run my mouth and say shit. That's stupid.
Yeah, and then we're like, wait, I didn't mean it. Don't be, like don't actually be offended.
That's, like, yeah, there's, like, you're, like, making me feel stupid or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, that's not what I'm
doing. So words of affirmation is probably, like, up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I should probably do that.
I know you guys should. But I so feel like Dara would be like, what is this BS? Yeah, I'm not doing this.
I don't know if you'd prescribe to that theory, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's nice having, like, different opinions and stuff. It's fun, like, talking about it and, like, yeah, just... Like, and if things get, like, too heated and you're too passionate about whatever, I think it's nice to, like, take a step back and be like, oh, okay, well, at least I can, like, talk to somebody about these things and, like, whatever.
Yeah, like, we love each other. It's okay. Yeah, we at the love end each day, other. Find a common ground. Let's agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Wow, we're almost at an hour. So, I really, really like this story, you guys. Lucy's boyfriend Dara actually said this story at our dad's service after he passed away. So not to get like cry and sad and deep because it's such like a happy story. Like it makes me smile when I think of it. And Dara talked about, he literally in front of everyone talked about the first time he met my dad and how he was so nervous. And it's just like the cutest story. So do you want to share? Because I really like it.
Well, I'm not as good as telling it as he was.
I know. I wish he could say it right now. He's so good at it.
I know. He's, like, been a little sicky poo. I think he was just saying he thinks it's a stomach bug. He thought it was food poisoning.
Oh, no.
But it's been, like, a couple of days now. Anyways, because, I was telling him that I was going to be on a the podcast. And I was like, maybe...
be on a podcast. Like, on these random.
Yeah. But maybe he could be on another time. That could be fun.
Oh my gosh, if they like heard his accent, I feel like
words.
When I first met or before Irish. I ever met him in person, we would like FaceTime and I would be like, okay, now say this and say this.
That's what mom would
and
do too.
We would always and we'd be like, whoa, when he says this word, you like hear his accent a little. But I think he
says fart. Fart. Like fart. A, like the A, like care. I don't even. I can't even do it.
He
I
like
try my hardest.
I feel like he has like a blended, like a.
Yeah, he says. Well, yeah. I think in living in Amsterdam, he just like learned to like tune down his like his accent. But it wasn't even like he tried to. It's like, oh, people aren't gonna understand me if I say like this. So I'm just gonna like subconsciously just says things like maybe slower and louder and like sounds more like American.
Wait, this
actually
is like-
to most people because. He speaks like loud and clear.
Yeah, he does.
Which is like that's like American.
He does.
When
sound
you're in
kind
Europe,
of American.
They just that's like what they think he is.
That's so funny. And this reminds me, Lucy, you need to watch them. I don't think you've seen them, but you guys listening, Lucy and I love Queen's Gambit. Like I'm really sad that it's over. I feel like Lucy's let's like rewatch it. But
that's so good.
Anna Taylor-Joy is the name of the actress that plays Beth Harmon.
She's incredible.
And she's incredible and she grew up in Argentina until she was 8, and then she moved to London, but I think she's American, and so she's obviously fluent in Spanish, but she has this, like, British blended, like, accent, and I watched this one interview, and they were like, you have a, I forget how you call it, like, a non-specific, that's what it is, like, a non-specific accent, and she's like, I know, whoever I'm with, I feel like I sort of just pick up on their accent, and I'm like, I'm not trying to be rude, trying to sound all Australian all of a sudden, but I feel like I mimic those around me.
That's what Dara does, yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, like, I'm
like,
so
for,
many.
Like, clarity of understanding and stuff, and that's, he lived in Amsterdam for 2 years, so he was, like, doing that and then like dating
so
me
funny.
He's like I just like speak more
sound
like an
American.
And like the mannerisms and things he says like even his friends would like make fun of him because he's like they're like some vacation you're going on vacation they're like no you're going on holiday like what are you saying
that's so funny
like they like make fun of him and he's like well
he's like well I'm dating an American so there
yeah it's just different.
Okay, tell us a story.
Okay, yeah, so he was coming to visit for the first time like meet my parents for the first time.
This was summer of what, 2018? Yes.
2018, yeah. And that it was before I met his family because I met his parents like Christmas of 2018.
No.
Yeah, he met my parents before I met.
Oh, his yeah. Because you started dating fall of 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he came for a month over the summer, and he was like really nervous to meet my dad. Obviously, well, like both of my parents, but like dad especially, because dad was like 6'9" and like just like a huge presence, and like obviously, like I guess, like for a guy, maybe you're just nervous to meet the father. Scary. And like whatever.
That's so weird to think about, Lucy, because I feel like anyone else, if you just said, like, oh, my dad's 6'9", or whatever, they could see him and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so scared. Like, he must be so intimidating.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, since we knew him so well, and, like, all of our friends, anyone that knew him could tell you he's the biggest freaking teddy bear ever, you know?
Yeah. So, Dara was, like, saying on the plane, he was getting all nervous about, like, the handshake and what's it going to be like, and do I... like firm, not too firm, like, but he's like big, his hand's gonna be big, like strong, not
he's
too
practicing
strong, like,
with himself on the plane
seriously. And then so I picked him up from the airport and we like drove home, and then he was like really nervous, like so nervous, and like dad, I think, yeah, he was like all ready for the handshake, like psyching himself out,
he like puts out his hand
and
he's all ready.
Yeah, we get out of the car and dad and mom were waiting in the driveway so Teddy wouldn't pee all over him on
so
inside
excited.
At least. And yeah, Tara was like, if Teddy doesn't pee, I'm going to be like
upset.
Yeah, like upset, and like I'm going to feel like, what's it called?
Not important enough.
Yeah,
like,
seriously, offended. Like, I'm going to be offended. And I was like, okay. Like,
guys,
and he did pee. He was so excited.
If you guys didn't know, our golden doodle back home.
Yeah.
I don't know how. He just has really excitable pee. That's what we found out it is. We talked to the vet.
We thought,
we
thought it was, like, a puppy thing. But he's, like, 4 now.
Yeah, it's just excitable. Then we thought it was maybe submissive pee. But it's not submissive pee. It's excitable pee. And you just have to be really calm. We walk inside. We're like, hello, Teddy.
Yeah, you know,
like,
my voice.
Like, slow movements. Like, he just gets so excited, like he just can't help it, and he just tinkles everywhere. So that's what Lucy's referring to.
Yeah, so Teddy was like tinkling everywhere.
So Teddy's peeing everywhere.
And Dara's really nervous about his handshake, and he's like, like probably like holding out his hand, and dad just gives him a bear hug. And Dara's like, oh my gosh, like
I didn't even have anything to worry about.
Yeah, like I'm over here worrying about the handshake, and he's just hugging me, like, wow. Like he was so so relieved, and like, yeah.
And that totally encompasses like how he was as a person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's so loving.
Yeah. So I'm so glad Dara got to meet him, but I'm sad Dara's parents didn't get to meet him, because I feel like that's like a missing part of the puzzle, but.
I know.
It is what it is.
But I'm so happy Dara got to meet, and I love that story so much, because he's like all worked up about the handshake, and then my dad just gives him a hug and doesn't even give him a handshake.
And that's so Dara too, like in his own head.
No. Yeah. Like worrying all about it. So, okay, another thing, do you feel like, because this is what I feel like, guys, my one tip from being, like, long-distance-ish, maybe that's how I'll refer to it now, when Max and I were long-distance-ish, one thing I felt like I really liked doing, because I felt like in the beginning, I would just text him constantly, like, FaceTime, Snapchat, whatever, about everything, and I would be like, and then I was just walking down the street, and then I found a penny, and then I found a cute dog, and I pet the dog, and then when I went up in the elevator, I heard the song, and I thought of you, and then I was eating my salad, and, like, it would be, like literally, like, that all day long, and he's probably like, okay, like, I get it, like, we, like, text a little less, so then I just realized if you save, like, fun things, like maybe not every single moment, like I was just saying, like maybe leave out like the penny on the ground, like if you just save like fun important things from the day, and then like we would always just know, like we would FaceTime every night, like if you have like your times of the day that you talk, or like your whatever, if you call every other day, whatever it is, and you save things to talk about, I feel like it makes it that much more fun and exciting, instead of just randomly texting it, but and you guys are busy during the day, maybe they don't even see it, you know, it's just like more special.
I feel like yeah, that's a good idea, because I feel like that's before, and especially when I first got back, I was like, and this just happened, and I'm like, what?
And then
we're
getting acai bowls,
whatever, at the grocery, and like, what is who? Why is he talking to me? Like, whatever, you know,
like everything,
just like the ins and outs. But then I feel like also, like with that, like I don't know, I feel like I like to remember, or I'm trying to be more conscious of like what I bring into the conversation, like what energy and what, like, I don't know what
you
things
don't
I'm
bring
focusing
him
on, because like I have a whole day's worth of, or however long it's been since we talked, of stuff to like talk about, so I don't need to just focus on like the bad things or the stressful or the whatever,
and I think
because I feel like it's like important to like keep your intentions like straight on like how you want to make other people feel, like how you want him to him or her or whoever to feel, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like even with, like, long-distance friendships and stuff, like, just, like, yeah, like, kind of being, like, conscious of what you're focusing on, that's been, like, a big goal for me. Because, I guess just with, like, quarantine and COVID, and the election and all the things up in the air, it just makes it easy to, like, feel like everything's snowballing and, like, spiraling. So it's easy to be, like, negative or stressed and, like, focus on that when there's, like, so many other things to focus on.
And I think of it, like, if you think of your long-distance relationship as such, like, a treasure and something that's, like, so sacred in your heart and that you love so much and it's such, like, a happy part of your life, it's almost like if you've had a lot of bad stuff going on and you get that FaceTime with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever it is, like, that's so fun and exciting, and you probably don't even want to rehash bad stuff. You just want to, like, hear about their things that are good that have happened with them. It is,
like, such a fine line, though, because then, like, because you can do that to a certain point, but then if you're just, like, putting things aside that you should maybe bring up that have been upsetting you or that are an issue, you don't want to just, like, ignore it until, it, like, you're blowing up and, like, whatever. So I feel like
it all flows out. And
it's a balance.
Yeah.
But I feel like with friendships, too, like, everything that I was saying, like, watch movies and, like, all of that stuff is, like, the same with friendships and just, like, being communicative and, like, vocal about, like, how you miss and, like, say things that are, like, authentic at the time. You don't need it, but just be like, I love you, I miss you, I love you, I miss you, I love you, I miss you, because, like, that gets tiring.
That's a good point.
So you can just say, I appreciate you. I miss watching Harry Potter with you, like, together. Like, so maybe we can watch it, like, virtually together. Or, you know, whatever. Specific things. Like, I feel like that's nice. It's, like, what, like, kind of, like, what would you like to hear? Like, and do the same for the,
I love you, I miss you, I love you, I miss you. I know, that can be
too much. Because I feel like I get caught in that, too. Like, it's just easy, but... Because I'm like, I don't know what else to say, I just miss you. Like,
yeah. To end this off, last question. What do you think the future holds for the two of you? Would you move back to Ireland to be with him? Do you think he would come here? Do you think, ideally, you'd live somewhere else? Manifest it, put it out there. What do you want?
Ideally, I know Amsterdam was always, like, a dream of Dara's, and it kind of got, like, ripped away from him. Like, he was supposed to spend his 4 years there, but then, like, things, like, fell apart, kind of.
Didn't really work out. Yeah.
But also, like, it probably, the school that he was in wasn't, like, good. I don't know. They kind of, like, let him fall through the cracks more or less. So I feel like he needed a better situation. So, but I'm just hoping maybe down the line, maybe we could end up back in, like, the Netherlands.
But yeah, update that. So if you guys didn't know, Dara's back in Ireland finishing
school. He's back in Ireland finishing off school. So, yeah, maybe, like, our goal would maybe be to go back to the Netherlands for a bit and, like, see how we like it there. But also, like, we've been talking a lot about Canada, maybe, like, for, like, a long-term situation. Because Canada just seems awesome.
I remember Lucy in college being like... And, like, the healthcare
system and all of that.
She's like, I think we're going to move to Banff. And I'm like, oh, yeah? How are you going to do that? You're not a citizen. Neither is he. Like, what are you talking about? Obviously,
it's, like, crazy to talk or think about any of this with COVID. Because who knows how things... How long this is going to go. Who knows how things are going to be after, like, internationally. And, like... What regulations or what visas are going to be allowed? Or, like, you know, I'm just kind of terrified that a lot of things are going to change. And, like, no more visas, no more this, no more that, like, you know. But hopefully not. Hopefully it'll be, like, as it is or better even. But, yeah, I think maybe if I was able to, like, study something else and Derek could, like, study maybe, like, do, like, a year wherever, like, his last year wherever, maybe we could be together for that, or maybe we'll just, our goal will be to be together after he's done with his degree, like, who knows, but for now, I'm just gonna try to find myself, like, a decent job.
Focus on yourself.
Focus on myself.
That's why I think, to finish this off, I think every relationship could benefit at least from a small period of long distance-ish, like Max and I, because I truly felt like I gained so much independence back and could stick to, like, my interests and my values and my hobbies and not sort of, like, let that mesh into what he thought and was doing.
Yeah.
And so I think that helps with just your independence a lot and, like, doing your own thing and, like, making sure that you are... 100% you on your own so that you can be 100% when you're with your partner.
And I feel like that just makes you appreciate them more because then when you're together or whatever and you wake up and you see their face, you're like, oh, this is amazing. Like,
you appreciate it that much more.
Yeah.
I'm sure Lucy really knows what that feels like after being so far away.
Yeah. And then also, I think just probably the best part is just knowing that you have someone who, like, fully supports you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even behind the scenes, because you can feel however you feel, but it's, like, you know that they're, like, supporting you and love you, like, with their whole heart. Like, mm-hmm. from Ireland or whatever, like, no matter where they are, you know?
And I feel like if you go through distance, especially long distance like Lucy, and then you end up together, you're, like, we've fought all the battles and done all the hard stuff. Like, we can do it. Like, now that we're, like, wow, like... all the issues are out of the... not that you won't have, like, arguments or whatever, but it's almost like you've already done so much. Yeah. Like, we can get through anything kind of mindset.
Yeah, I just feel like, with all the challenges, it feels like we can go, like, overcome everything. All the other challenges that are to come.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope this helped you. If any of you are in a long-distance relationship, because I'm sure, or long-distance friendship, whatever we were saying, and I'm sure now because of coronavirus, I feel like times are just so crazy and you probably, you could have ended up somewhere where you didn't even think that you would and you might not be with your partner and it can be so tough. Lucy really knows that. So I hope her advice helped you guys. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Lulu.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Wait, one last thing I was going to say was... I'm just distracted. I was going to say that... Wait, what were we just talking about? Oh my God, this is going to kill me. Please edit this out.
Okay. I was saying you can conquer anything once you're together.
Oh, I was just gonna say how, like, sometimes it gets hard because you're like, oh, well, life is, like, so short, and why, like, I know I love this person, why am I, like,
that's what you still get stuck
so far away. Yes. And, like, I guess just with, like, the lessons that I learned from dad, and, like, like, life's too short to, like, not do things that you know you want to do, like, that kind of thing. So I feel like at the same time as, like, long distance, it's like, it's manageable and you can do it. Like, I feel like also don't, like, I don't know, like, make sure it's worth your time and that person's worth your time. Don't, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like it really has to be, like, the one or, like, I don't know, someone you can see yourself with long term for it to be worth that. Because, time is, like, so valuable. And so at the same time, also, like, if you're able, if you, like, I don't know, just kind of, like, go for it, like, take the risks and, like,
move to Ireland,
like, do a visa, like, just, you know, like, be scrappy, like, work it out, like, there's ways you can, like, figure out things. You don't need to just, like, sit and be, like, unhappy.
I always say that to you, don't know? I always say everything's figure outable. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, Lulu. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I will catch you guys in my next episode.
Yeah.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.